I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In this week's episode of Triple T,
we were DMing and everything.
I am fucking jealous of people that can spin lightsabers. I'm not going to lie.
Slug bug with a bra.
Honestly, Anakin did the right thing by fucking, you know, getting rid of those kids before they caused too many fucking problems. Shut the fuck up, nerd.
What I do have control over is my dyeing my fucking eyebrows. So, Toby, full disclosure, I can't see hardly any. I cannot see hardly anything on your screen because it's so pixelated. I feel like I'm watching you from 1998.
Padiddle pow. Special needs, yeah, but it looks like the special forces symbol.
Are you going to make the shirt that I suggested in the comments based off last week's show?
Oh, the Rainbow Road veteran? Yeah, I need
yes.
to.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing. Not only are you a veteran, not only do you love Rainbow Roads, Mario Kart, and maybe you like Roads out of Rainbows. I don't know. It's 2024, no judgment. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's going to be a shirt that you're going to rock.
Well, so when you do Mario Kart, you win stars, right?
Yep.
So you have it a ribbon. You just have it a ribbon that's right here. That's a rainbow ribbon that has a star on a gold star on the bottom of it. And then if you can on the back, you have it say Rainbow Road Veteran on the back.
That's a beautiful thing. And they do cups
good.
Too, right?
Be good.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. I mean, Dan will never see one, but.
Oh. Burn.
Yeah.
What else is burning fire? Awesome. Deluxe Edition Network. That's a terrible segue, but I wanted to throw that out there before we forget. It's February. February is films and fermentation. I was saying firm because I was too lazy. I didn't know if I was going to say the right word because I'm terrible at saying words. And friends talking nerdy. Kind of like us. Sometimes we talk like nerds. Sometimes we talk like adults. But either way, it's been a lot of fun. And shout out to the person that decided to go after all of the videos on the Beard Laws Facebook from June 2023 until August 2023 and all the warnings and community standard violations that reminded me from Toby's shirt. I definitely appreciate all of the emails and notifications I've got from that. So doesn't bother me at all. Go fuck
Damn.
Yourself. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It goes Damn. In spurts all the time, and they just—it's like they just go at it, and it's like these things have been out there about 6 to 7 months. It's like, what did I do now? Like somebody's petty, and it's okay. It's okay,
dude. I've got somebody on somebody on Facebook. I can't remember the name of it. It starts with a P. It's like Posh to Gall or something like that. Took my face.
I saw that.
It made a whole page, and they got over 12,000 followers. They've gone up 2,000 followers since I told people, hey, this ain't fucking me. And yet people are commenting, oh my God, Toby, you're so funny. You know, I love you and Angel. I'm like, you guys are fucking stupid. Like, listen, I don't like insulting. Okay, listen.
I saw you backtrack there.
I don't like having to insult people for their fucking stupidity. I don't like having to. I'll enjoy it if I'm doing it, but I don't like having to be forced to do it. But if you're dumb enough to think that that's my page in any way, shape, or form. And of course, you know, I've reported it to Facebook and they're just like, oh, we don't see a problem. I'm like, of course you don't. Fucking
wait. That wasn't fucking you?
No.
Dan's going to unfollow real quick. Yeah, but in a little
Dan's
bit.
Dan's like, oh, shit.
I thought you were like, we were DMing and everything. Fuck.
I tried to DM him because when it says responds immediately, I was like, hey, man, love the content. Where are you getting it from?
So part of it, you should be a little bit flattered because so many people just love your face. So they're following any account. They see your face and associate, and they're like, boom, I don't care if the name doesn't even say Toby in it. I'm going to follow it. Like, that'd be a weird thing to you have not only they call me Toby, they call me Toby too, to have words that are barely English as a username.
But this guy has like 12 or 13,000 followers right now. My page, 396.
Yeah. Is he getting more
views
and likes
than you? I'm posting the same
you?
Fucking content. Yes! He's getting like 20,000 views per fucking reel.
It's the American way.
God
think he's
damn
paying?
It.
Do you think he's running ads?
It's a social media way.
Followers?
Yeah, I guarantee he's getting paid for it.
Oh.
That's not going to happen to me anytime soon. So.
Well, it's like when on TikTok, when somebody will like, I've got like 30 accounts made using my profile picture, which is why I change my profile picture so often. Cause yep. Yeah. About every 2 to 3 days, I'll go and just search for my name. Cause they'll want to use my actual name as like that username at the top. Mm-hmm. So that when they post, it says they call me Toby too. And it's got my profile picture and it's my video. People are like, I don't understand why people do it to make money. Because mm-hmm. yeah. if they can get up to 10,000 followers, they can apply for the creativity beta and then they can start getting paid. And you know how much every $1 million or every million views translates to $1,000.
Wow.
On so that creativity program.
What you,
that's over 60
what
seconds.
What you should do is just create a new account and just do reposts on that new account.
They seem to be working.
You act like I've been posting something other than reposts.
Do it on a different account. Mm. Get a Google phone number, and you know post all your reposts. Put it on that other account.
Interesting. Did you? I was waiting all week for you guys to redo those videos with the stores.
With the stores. And, oh. Well, so Dan, okay, listen, Dan got a little confused because he had an idea in mind when we first started talking about it. He put an idea in his head and I made a suggestion on how we should do it. And Dan was like, yeah. And then he immediately went and made a video based on the idea he had in his head and not the idea that we discussed. And I was like, yeah, dude, I mean, I can go and knock out a video to go with that, but that's not anything like how we discussed we were going to do it. And he goes, oh,
what?
How did we discuss it? I was like,
that's what happens.
Just like
inattentive ADHD.
Well, and I didn't realize you were in a different time zone. So when we decided to pick a time,
yeah,
I was one time zone and you were the other. And thankfully, Toby was like
1:30 your time. Okay, great.
Toby goes, yeah, we might need to be more specific. He's in a different time zone. And I'm like, God damn it. And as that was happening, I was having time zone math with somebody else. And
yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'll take blame for it because I've been pretty much the go-to middleman between both of you when it comes to like organizing this. And I should have went when Matt was like, how's 1:30 for you? I should have said, fucking great. Dan, it's at 12:30 your time.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Happens.
I didn't.
Yeah. Well, now we know that the East Coast is the best coast. So, but yeah, I was doing time zone math with people that are 2 hours back, and they're throwing out these numbers, and I'm like, God damn it, just work off my time, please. Please. Yeah. Well, and they're like, yeah.
Have you guys ever noticed how many people, adults, and I'm not talking like early 20s. I'm talking like our age. Well, mm-hmm. like even my age, which I know I'm much older than both of you.
What, like, 8 years?
I'm 8 years for you. Matt, you're how old again?
I'll be 39 here soon.
So I'm just about a decade older than Matt. Mm-hmm. The number of people that when I start talking about times for something, yeah, hey guys, we're going to go live. We're going to go live at about 8 p.m. Eastern time. And I always say Eastern time. They go, well, I'm in Colorado. What time is that here? I'm like, are you fucking stupid? I guess I'm just on a, Jesus Christ. Am I just on a people are fucking stupid rant rage today?
I mean, it's going to make for good entertainment because there are a lot of stupid people.
Well, I think everybody relies more on the internet to answer their questions. So it's kind of like a thing where it's like, oh, well, if you already know this, tell me. But if not, I'm going to have to go research it.
Well, here's the thing. You're right and you're wrong. So and this is why I say that, because, yes,
at least I'm right.
Not completely. So. Don't get too excited. I'm not complimenting you that much.
It feels good anyway.
Are you proud of me now, Dad? So you're not wrong. As somebody that's, you know, on the internet and goes live and has conversations with people all the time, yes, they rely on the internet, but not the way that Dan's making it sound. They are not going to go research. They're going to ask you to yeah. give them the information that they could easily Google themselves.
That's what I said. They'll ask you first if you know.
Right. But you're saying if I said, well, I don't know, that's it for them. They're done.
Oh.
They're not going to research that shit, because if they were willing to research, they probably would have went, wait, what the fuck? Like no. when me or you bring something up and you can see it, mm-hmm. you can see Matt's gears start to grind. All of a sudden his eyes will shift. And you'll see him go like this because he's typing it up as we're talking about it. He's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And I wonder, because when we grew up, we couldn't do that. And now I'm addicted. Like, I don't want to be. There's certain times, like we're doing sports stuff or the boys sitting at the bar. We're just, you know, arguing to argue to kill time while we're drinking beers and hiding all of our feelings and emotions and being away from our family, sitting at a bar doing that. It's okay. But like, if I'm sitting there in the middle of a conversation, at some point, I want to know the right answer, because there's a lot of people in this world, especially in my circle, that think they know, but they're full of shit.
It's our
truth. I don't want to then tell the next person that, and then they happen to know it and be like, you're a fucking idiot. That is not what happened. I was like, oh, shit. I just like knowing things, and I don't remember them. But having the information right here, and I'm a Google Pixel guy, and they changed the goddamn button. I used to press one button, and I could ask. Now I have to hold down a button. And it fucking drives me nuts.
Bro, that's crazy. You know what never changes? A fucking iPhone. Just get on the fucking, get on the right team already, Matt, for Christ's sakes.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
I got on the iPhone because of Toby, because I love the quality of his videos. And I right away I noticed when we were collabing, I'd be like, God damn, my phone, it sucks. And it's supposed to be like top of the line, you know. I would always buy the next Galaxy or whatever. And you could see it in my videos. It was like, it was always like this pale white. It was, the darks were not dark. It was a little on the blurry side, and it never matched up. And that's when I got on the iPhone, and I love the iPhone camera. It is the best quality.
It is good.
I have this argument with people all the time, because there's always that, you know, if I'm giving somebody shit about their phone, it's purely a cosmetical argument. Because it's like arguing Canon versus Nikon at this point. They're all equally good, and some are going to have pros, some are going to have cons. I have no problems telling anybody the hardware on the Samsung Galaxy and like the Google Pixel, when it comes to the camera, the lenses and the cameras, they're far superior
sure.
to any to any Apple product. But the problem is their software isn't strong enough to keep up with their own hardware. Right. Whereas Apple has constantly been able to rely on a lesser quality CMOS sensor and camera lens because their software is so much more superior than their hardware. It makes up for that any gap whatsoever.
Yeah, I was just looking. Obviously, you saw my eye shift and heard me type because I'm curious. And this was just out of there, the Google Pixel 8. And I'm assuming the latest iPhone is 15 or 15 Pro, whatever it might be.
15 Pro Max. The camera. The if you're going to compare the best, like Apple has gotten into the point of their best hardware is now going into their Pro Max series. So if you're going to compare like the Google Pixel 8 or the Samsung S23, whatever one's currently out, those are the ones, that's what you want to compare it with, the 15 Pro Max.
Yeah, because in the cameras, so I just did the 15 and then I just threw in that one. Like you said, the cameras are almost the same. I mean, you're talking when like the Pixel 8 has a 50 megapixel plus 12 and the other one has a 48 by 12. So 2 megapixels isn't making a goddamn when it comes to camera themselves.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the thing that I didn't like also about the Galaxy is the focus, how quickly Apple will focus compared to a Galaxy. Now, if you get a brand new Galaxy, it's gonna focus pretty well. But once you start adding apps and, you know, all that other stuff, it starts to bog down the phone, and all of a sudden you'll be doing a video and there'll be the slight glare, right, and then it'll focus. And it's just super annoying. And if you're moving around, you know, and doing something quick, it may not focus very well. Well, I don't know if they fixed it, but
it's because they're built similar to the comparing a PC and a Mac, right? Like a Mac is designed for photo and video editing and multitasking, those types of programs. So it's and obviously the iPhone's going to be, it's built off the same mentality. So it's designed to handle multi-processing for those types of applications a lot faster. Whereas the Samsungs, all the Androids, you know, your Google Pixels, all these, they're designed like a PC where everything is kind of supposed to be shared equally and they'll run shit in the background. That was my biggest problem when I had a Samsung. It was constantly running shit in the background. I didn't even know. And I'd have to constantly go in and shut stuff down in order to do something else because so many of the resources, it might have a hell of a lot more RAM than my iPhone, but you couldn't tell because
you're eating it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all being eaten up by little background apps. Oh, I opened up my app store and I opened up my settings and now that's pulling half of my RAM while I'm trying to create a video or something. So,
and most of the time, if you're an iPhone user, you probably have an iPad, you probably use the iCloud and you know, you kind of integrated that and you've been for a while and it's a pain in the ass to switch. Like for me, I've always been the Pixel guy, Google Drive guy. And I know you can integrate that, but it's just, I've just been so intertwined with it. To be honest, these days they make it easy. Remember back in the day when you got a new phone and you had to pay extra for them to pull your contacts, all your stuff all that to be scam, transferred over? You motherfuckers.
Well, I will say this. So I've owned an iPhone. I went to an Android once because the wife was like, well, she saw that the Galaxy that she wanted, she switched us over to was far cheaper than the next iPhone iteration that we were going to get. So I was like, that's fine. True. Dude, and I fought against it. I mean, I fought with that thing for 8 months before I finally pulled the SIM card out and put it back into my 6S. And I had that 6S until the 10 came out. Now, since the 4S, anytime I transferred to a new phone, ever since the 6S, when I would transfer to a new phone, it would throw all of my shit onto the new phone. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
All my stored passwords, all my notes, all of my photos, all my videos, everything, which is a good the main reason I end up switching phones is because I'm starting to fill up space. And two, there's a significant difference between the processor speed, the cameras, the things like that.
And shit too, yeah.
Exactly. So when I switch, I always switch to the biggest storage that I can because I'm like, well, fuck, I'm like 85% on this phone. Like, I can't just switch over and move every, because I'm going to be making a lot more shit now to test all this out and so on. So, dude, my phone right now is a terabyte.
So it's funny you said that. The other day I was sitting there and I said, my phone is 97% full. And I'm like, wow. And it's running like shit. And I looked, TikTok had 60 gigs between all the different accounts, because a lot of times with the show, I'll put seven drafts in this account, seven drafts in this account, seven in this. And then this, and we just kept adding. And I was like, holy shit. So I had to stop putting, you know what I mean? The eight different accounts with all the shows and all the stuff. I mean, you got to think, you know, I think there's four or five shows I'm doing at seven apiece. There was 35, 40 videos, 4K videos on this phone. And I'm like, wow, that eats up some space pretty quick. So I started just download, post. And then not only that, I was forgetting to delete them from the phone. So I was having them on the phone stored on TikTok as well. And I was like, yeah, I got to change something up.
Well, but it's just like,
yeah, it was a lot.
I was recording a lot of my stuff. I like using the cinematic mode on the iPhone, but the problem is it likes to film it in, full HD 4K at 24 frames per second. Yep. You can switch it up to 30 frames per second, but I was like, Jesus Christ, these file sizes are fucking big. Huge. So what I started doing is I switched it. I do 1080p. Because anything greater than 1080p, when you upload to TikTok, TikTok's gonna shrink it down, and they're gonna compress the shit out of it, yeah. Which can end up being quality loss. Even though it's going from 4K, when they compress it down to 1080, it can hurt your video. So now I'll usually film at 1080p at 30 or 24 in the cinematic mode. And the reason why I like that is I finally have the opportunity to have some fucking depth of field without having to use a real camera.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Just being able to use the phone. I still can't get over it some days. Like, the kiddo was just sitting there talking to me the other day, and I'm like, you have no idea how good you have it in that regard.
Right.
Like, taking a road trip. They're like, are we there yet? We're bored. And I'm like, shit, we got to say it like twice. And then dad was like, listen here. I'm like, they're like, well, what did you used to do? I was like, I would stare out the goddamn window and come up with some weird game in my brain where I'd be like, all right, my eyes are a dirt bike. I'm going to jump every hill and I'm going to do a tail whip. And like, you just had to use your imagination.
The alphabet game. I'm sure you guys all played the alphabet game.
Yeah.
Dan?
No.
What?
He couldn't get past D.
I'll give him the D.
Oh,
so
all right.
No, so the alphabet.
Sorry, I forgot I have a soundboard. You might hear something.
Daddy Chill. Oh,
okay. First time it's happened.
So, the alphabet game, Dan, is when you'd be going through and you start with A, right? And everybody has to point something out, and you can't use the same thing. So if you're going, it can be. It has to be something that's in a word. So you're looking at billboards, you're looking at bumper stickers, whatever you can. So you start with A, and let's say you pass a billboard that says Applebee's. You'd be like, A and Applebee's. And nobody else can use that. So if somebody's... Sure. And so as you're going, if you're the first to see something in a sign, and if somebody uses that sign, you can't use... Like if I'm on A, somebody else is on B, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I go... A on Applebee's, and they're like, they can't say B on Applebee's. They have to wait till the next sign that has a B or something, and you keep going like that.
Okay. Yeah, we used to play Slug Bug.
Slug
Bug. Oh, I did too, until my wife thought I dislocated her shoulder. my wife does it. So my wife has the eyes of a fucking hawk, and she always is doing this shit while I'm driving. Now, mind you, I have my eyes on the road, but I'm not I'm not like driving and like watching all the cars as they're coming by. I'm just generally making sure that I'm in the safe. So she scares the shit out of me when she does it, because her punch bug isn't just like bam and punch you and go blue punch bug. No, she pediddles is what she does. This pediddles is what she gets. Smacks the roof. She goes, padiddle pow, and I'm like, God damn it.
So what do you guys call the vehicles that have the wooden panels on them?
Woodies?
Do you, what about you, Dan?
I never had a name for that, but the bugs that had like the black cloths in front of them, we just call slug bug with a bra.
Because we used to, I used to call them woodchucks, and it was like a big debate, and it was very regional here. They had all beaver slugs, you know, all sorts of different stuff for the wooden panel ones as well. Like we got, I put it out on my personal Facebook at one point, and there was like 8 different answers, and I was like, damn, wow. Dude.
Growing up, you must have had a hell of a fucking time with all the Jeep Wagoneers on the road back in those days. And the wooden, the faux wooden paneled station wagons that were fucking everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's,
is there a reason? Listen, I want somebody to give me a legitimate reason why we got rid of station wagons.
I was thinking that the other day.
Me too.
Loading these kids up and everything. Where did they go? Are they just not cool? They were fucking practical.
Bro,
what was the gas mileage on those?
I mean,
any idea?
Back in those days, comparatively, probably about the same as the difference between a truck and a car today. Or most likely, like midway. You know, I'd venture to guess. Shit, Matt's probably already looking it up.
I mean, it just says in general, station wagons are more fuel efficient than SUVs because of the aerodynamic. Yeah, no shit. But here are some 2024 station wagon.
But they almost had more fucking room in them too. Like those old school, like that shit that you saw on Vegas vacation, not Vegas vacation. God damn it, on National Lampoon's Vacation. Mm-hmm. That Griswold fucking wagon, that motherfucker. Just going up to the second seat. That thing had to have had like 60 cubic feet of fucking space in that thing.
Much space.
They're roomy.
Dude, I saw one for sale, no joke, last summer. And I was going to pull over. Me and the wife, we were like, I need this in my life. And we went camping. By the time we came back, it was already gone. Like, if it was reasonably priced, I was going to own that bitch. The car, not the wife. So to go there, apparently there's a Volvo V60 and a Volvo V90 cross country that are station wagons, and this is 2024. I'm gonna show the Google.
But do they look like SUVs though, or are they like Subaru Outbacks? You guys, yeah, they look like juiced up Subaru Outbacks.
Yeah, but not like.
I want that station wagon that really has that long back end on it.
I bring it up here. What was it? Probably 1990 station wagon, wooden panel.
Yeah, it'd either be 90s or 80s.
Yeah, baby, right here. I just did. Let's see here.
He said, "Look at the nostalgia."
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, any of it looked like
the
this
third
one right
on
here.
The top, the third one on the top, or that one right there. Yes. Yes. I must find one of those.
Oh, right here too with the
Why
glass
did
back.
Why did they get rid of the wooden panel look?
Look at that right there. Holy shit.
I guess people just thought they were ugly. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Jeep tried to bring it back. Dude, have you seen like the new Jeep Wagoneer? Like they were going to bring it back with the Woody style side paneling. I don't know if they ended up having that model, having it on there, but that thing is ugly as sin. And then it's like $60,000 fucking dollars. I'm like, listen, I love my Jeep that I've got. And I loved my old Jeep Cherokee, but I also know mechanics are not huge fans of Jeeps because they are shit when it comes to, like, they'll be running great, and then one day, like, they'll make it past that 100,000, 150,000 miles, and then one day they just go, hey, what if we stop? what do you mean? Like, everything. I mean, everything fails at the same time. It's like,
and it's so annoying that they hold their value so much. Like, you want to go get yourself, what's the popular one, the Wranglers? The Jeep Wrangler? Mm-hmm. You can go out and try to buy, like, a 20-year-old Wrangler with 190,000 miles, and they still want, like, $30,000 for it. It's like, get fucked, because you're going to have that moment Toby just talked about where everything's going to shit the bed, and you just spent $30,000 on a 20-year-old vehicle that just needs $8,000 worth of work.
Bro, I got this amazing deal on mine. So, now, I know most people would be like, you're an idiot for doing this, but we got ours from the Enterprise Car Sales lot.
Oh.
So this thing used to be a rental. I could only imagine. But it was a 2019. It was a 2019. It's clean. I mean, this thing is fucking clean. Everything works on it. Everything works great.
Nice.
Had 70, I think it had 70,000 miles on it. And we ended up getting it for, I want to say, 19,000.
See, I think it's a good move because rent-a-cars, if you use it, abuse it, smash it, you got to pay for it. They have to clean it up for the next customer because who's going to get into a rental car that's shit? It always has to have pretty much full gas because you got to fill the shit back up. Like, that's a pretty – I would rather have that than a loaner vehicle. You know what I mean? Because
people don't give a shit about a loaner. It goes through constant maintenance. Like, I'm
– Yeah.
But I saw that thing and I was telling the wife, I was like, we got to get another SUV. You know, we got to get something for the dogs. You know, we can't keep putting them in the back of a fucking Camry.
Well, you need a trailer for your dogs. They're more or less ponies.
So, all right.
Horse trailer.
So since we're already on the conversation of older vehicles, you guys remember like the vehicles that looked like had a truck front end and then had like almost like a sleeper camper type. It was an RV. Like it was all one piece. You know what I'm talking about though?
I think I know what you're talking about.
They're kind of, it's almost like a box truck type deal, but like the front end went over the top of the top of the cab.
Yeah, what were those?
Yeah.
I found one on Facebook Marketplace. It's like fucking $5,200. It's in excellent fucking condition. It's got like 151,000 miles.
Nice.
And they're like all highway. I'm like, I'm getting this for the fucking dogs. I'm not joking.
What about a minibus? Obviously a short bus, but I mean, you can call it whatever you want. I mean, you could wear some shirts, make some content.
Have you tried looking up the price of a Volkswagen bus or a Vanagon? Holy fuck. Like,
I'm just saying like an actual from a school, a short bus that's used. They got to keep kids safe. It's got to be in pretty decent shape. Gut it a little bit.
Oh yeah. You take out all the bench seats and then you put in, you take out all the two seats, you know, the two rows of seats, rip those out, you refloor it, and then you panel the sides with like wood paneling, and then you just put like a bench seat and like something like a bed in the back, and you blank out windows.
Anything's possible with money. I guess I'm hypothetically saying if you had no budget, we could do all these cool things. I actually saw a mobile dog grooming business truck that was for sale near me. And I was like, what? If you want to quit your job and do that? And she's like, no. Granted, she just did spend about 3 hours cleaning up our Cavapoo the day before. So I get it.
Would you guys, okay, like me, I get really interested in seeing these videos. I love them. And I wish somebody lived near us so that we could do it because I have so little time to be able to take our dogs out for walks and things. The guy that comes by on like the bus that has the running things in the treadmills like for the dogs.
Oh no, I haven't seen that. I've seen dog sitting service.
Haven't seen
that. Will come and pick up your dog for you on a bus, and all the dogs have assigned seats.
And they jump up in their seats and they clip them in,
and they just sit there like well behaved kids.
Dude, like that sounds great. I want one of these guys that well-behaved has kids.
What are those like?
I want one of those people to come by and me bring out my two Great Danes and be like, hook him up to the treadmill. He'd be like,
how? So it's a dog treadmill mobile service?
Yes. So
run
that dogs
mobile.com.
Yeah. We so that dogs can go on and they just are like, dude, these dogs love it. They can run unhaltered, unrestricted. They could just, and they as fast as they can, and they'll just.
Is it something like this? Run by, and I'm sure there's a million of them, but this is our services.
Yeah,
simply
put,
we run
that.
Dogs. It's a canine exercise service brought to your doorstep. They bring these little machines. Let's check out the photos and videos.
Dude, those you gotta watch the at least one video.
Which one? You pick the dog.
Well, fuck that pit right there. That gorgeous boy. Yep. The one on the left there. Yep.
So we're going over to Instagram. Run. I think we'll. Buddy Mobile. Oh man, that is a brilliant idea.
Is it playing a video on
your end? Into that device?
I don't know. Is it playing a video on your end?
No.
Oh,
it is on my end. Let me stop and start. Sorry. Sorry, I'm over here enjoying the video. Like,
I'm like,
what a good boy. Oh, because it clicked the new. It clicked a new
there
tab.
It goes.
My bad.
There it goes.
It clicked a new tab. It was sharing a tab. My bad. It's got good hair. Look at that thing.
Now most of them, they'll just sprint. I mean, as soon as they get hooked up, they just go.
This looks like a young buck. No, that look like an older pit. Like, oh, there we go. Oh, no, he's still taking it.
Yeah, he's probably getting him used to it.
So right. I saw that guy's hair. I'm like, oh, that guy's got nice hair. He's got some Euban-ish hair. He's got that like top comb over all styled up, and it looks like he's got a huge ponytail too. Did you see that?
There's like a bunch of different pages on TikTok where.
Oh, this is in a van.
Yeah.
No shit.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, they just pull up. You bring your dog over to him. He hooks them up into the treadmill, and they just go, dude.
Nice.
I'm like, your van's not big enough for my fucking dogs. I'd love him to be able to do that. I'm thinking of building one
to go mobile or just for your dogs.
No, just to put here, like in the backyard or in the house, and why just let the dogs fucking build go.
Mm-hmm.
So I was texting you a little bit ago, and remember how I was like, oh, have you seen the trolley systems? And I was like really looking into them for my dog, you know, where they got the overhead, like a rope and a runner and stuff like that. So I was just sitting there, and I went to a store the other day. I really need an oil change, kind of lost track of it. And, you know, Walfart of all places, they do oil change. I'm like, shit, you don't even need an appointment. So I roll in there, get out of the automotive section. I'm looking, and I'm like, huh. So I started looking for $23. I got some heavy duty rope and pretty much three carabiners tied around the tree, 75 foot. And the dude's been able to run around on it. It slides. And I'm like, these guys are getting $160-$200 for pretty much the same thing. And it's just heavy duty rope that's supposed to withstand up to like 400 pounds of pressure. And those carabiners will hold 475 pounds.
Yep.
I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. You just put your dog in a chest harness and you fucking click.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I still put one of those like, shock collars on. I have only had to shock him once because he comes to the tone just in case he does break free. Because all he's going to do is my neighbor has a puppy too, and he's going to go over there and eat a bunch of the food. My cousin doesn't care as my neighbor. But the problem is my dog, I found out, is allergic to chicken products. They have chicken in their food. So whenever he goes over there and eats their food, he shits diarrhea, mountains of it for like days. And it's not a good time.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. Probably not bad for him.
Dan's got one of the most adorable goddamn dogs I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Oh yeah. Let's see. He's a mix. He's part Australian. Fuck. What's the other one?
Kangaroo.
You're doing great, Dan.
Yeah. I know.
You're really good at this.
I have like four different dogs.
Love my dog.
It's not technically my dog. My wife bought the dog, so it's technically hers.
So it's only half of your dog.
Yeah. My dog is an Australian Shepherd, a mini Australian. So
you currently have six kids, four dogs.
Yeah.
What else you got going on in there?
We got sugar gliders.
Sugar gliders? Any cats?
No.
Pet squirrel? No. I don't want a cat. No.
I don't want a cat. But,
fuck, I don't want a cat. I got three of
our
them.
Kids,
fuck.
Yeah. we got kids that are allergic, so.
Yeah, so do we, but we still have cats for some reason. And it's always that, Dad, Matt, I'll promise to clean the cat litter and feed them.
Yeah.
And I know better.
Right.
God damn it. I hate, that's the one thing. They're indoor cats. They're not tough enough to be out. I hate cleaning cat. And I think we've talked about it. I've tried the automatic litter boxes. I can't afford the really nice one.
It's a poodle. Australian poodle. That's what it is.
I was like, what? Talking about cats, Dan pulls the ADHD 3 o'clock in the morning. Fucking poodle.
Dude, my memory is crazy. So we could be having a conversation, right? We could be having a conversation and I will forget something and I'll be like, all right, I just don't remember. 2 months, 3 months later, I will be grocery shopping. I'll be like, ha ha, I remember now.
Dude, he's done this. Matt, he has done this to me in a we'll be talking and like at one point in time, we'll be like, fuck, I can't remember. Yeah, it's probably gone now. I'll remember it later, I'm sure. And then like 20 minutes later, we'll be talking and all of a sudden he'll go, dynamics. Yeah. I was thinking of dynamics and I'm like, and I've got ADHD.
It doesn't matter.
So
now.
I've completely forgot the entire conversation. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like,
oh my God.
We were talking about earlier. I'm like, what the fuck were you talking about earlier? And he's like, you don't remember? I'm like, dude, no, how do you?
I've often thought about like if I was ever questioned at a police station, right? And they were asking me questions for me to remember things.
Oh, I'd be like, fucked.
Eh, I don't remember.
just go. Where were you on the night up here, bro? Just fucking take me. Just Jesus Christ.
I'll call him up like weeks after the trial. Yeah, Tim killed him. Tim is the guy. I remember now.
Fucking Tim.
Tim, it was God. See, I told you I'd remember.
Yeah,
we executed Steve 3 weeks ago.
It'd be double jeopardy.
Ooh, well, time Damn. To execute Tim now.
No, double jeopardy.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Trebek.
Rest in peace, Tim.
Yeah.
Holy shit. This is like a total different thing, but my brain went that to killing and all this stuff. I read this crazy article about the like original owner of Jameson. Have you ever heard the history?
No.
Of one of the original owners? He apparently, I'm going to try to remember and then maybe I'll look it up while we're doing there, but I'm pretty sure, obviously this is rich people doing rich stuff. And this was like in the 1800s, whether it was early or late, but at some point he ended up buying a girl or girls and then actually gave them to cannibals.
What?
And watched them. Yeah. The original like own James Jameson. Wait, I think it's the guy's name.
Did you say bought a girl? Like a human?
Yes. In the 1800s to give to cannibals and then watch them like kill her and eat her.
Ugh.
And because a dude the other day was wearing a Jameson hat and then I heard it on a podcast that was done by like Wicked and Grim and then I was like, what? And I started just, it is disgusting. And I was like, I'm never drinking Jameson again.
Just another reason for me not to want Jameson. Like,
I mean, granted,
I already can't stand Jameson as it is. I'm a Tullamore Dew guy and Jameson is just, it's a really harsh fucking whiskey with like a really bad fucking burn to it. Like it's great if you want to take shots, but I would never sit there sipping Jameson. Like,
yeah. Oh, he paid. Yeah, here it is. He paid 6 handkerchiefs for a 10-year-old girl. And then he brought her to these cannibals' cabin and it was a gift from, as they put it, again, this is on Peaked.com, PEAKD.com. It was a gift from a white man who wishes to see it eaten. So he paid and wanted to see this person get eaten. Isn't that wild?
Sounds like somebody from Epstein's. Sounds like somebody from Epstein's list.
This and the whole thing ended up like being published at some point, and like the whole letter and everything was actually published back. This was in 1890. On the New York Times, like the whole letter and how of all this like panned out. There was a lot of gruesome details. There was even sketches of the whole act. Somebody 1800s? Drew it all out. Yeah. It was unbelievable. Yeah. The whole article and everything.
That's such a crazy time. Like, you know, looking at like even some of the serial killers and what they got away with back then, because there's no real like forensic science, you know, like we have today. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, shit, they didn't even really have DNA until the 90s.
Early to late 90s. I mean, even the 70s was like serial killer after serial killer. Yeah.
Well, that one guy, Holmes, he had like the hotel where it would just be like room after room where it was just like booby traps, and then they would like he would be able to get the bodies, and I guess he would like sell their skeletons to like universities and stuff like that.
H.H. Holmes, man, fucking America's first, America's first serial killer. Yeah. So interesting thing when he built, so he killed the owner of that hotel to begin with, and took over the ownership of it. And then he had all of this, like he had this entire, like the floor plans of this thing is fucking phenomenal. If you ever get the research to go look at it, but he had a different contractor for each room. And they weren't allowed to look at the floor plans for the rest of the hotel, only the floor plan for the room that they were building.
And that's another way he got the building built pretty cheap, is because he kept on going to contractor to contractor to contractor.
Mm-hmm. Killing them all. Apparently this is on hollycarden.com, and this is I'm assuming the H.H. Holmes Murder Castle is what this called it. Obviously it's a cartoon style for anybody just listening. Wow, that is... That is wild.
Now, another here's one, a question. Did they tear that? Has that been torn down since then?
Yeah. Because I believe it did.
Wouldn't you love if, like, these places were, like, fully, like, if they were saved, you know what I mean? And constantly kept up so that you
deemed
could
historical?
Go, yeah. So you could go and, like, revisit them. And I understand there's going to be people out there going, oh, it's a place of murder. Why would we glorify that? Because it's fucking cool. That's why.
And it's already done. It's not like there's more murders are happening, and it's not like they're saying murder is cool, but it's intriguing, especially with the culture of true crime and everything and paranormal and all that stuff that people are into.
Bro, that latest video that we posted, so the wife and I finally had enough time to sit down and make another video. Mm-hmm. And we make a video last night, and I have fans, like, I don't know about you guys on any of, like, if you do videos from, like, in your house, I know Dan intentionally is doing his bad priest videos with this in mind, but I've got fans that pay attention to everything except for the video, everything except for like us and what's going on in the video. I have people that are playing Where's Waldo in my house constantly. Like they notice a Pikachu bank or they notice this. And most of the comments are about that. I posted Peyton's coming back from the dentist video.
Yep.
And there's more comments about Archie, my fucking squirrel, because at the very beginning of the video, he just jumps up on a chair.
Yeah. And wait, is that a squirrel?
Yeah. They're all, excuse me. Was that a fucking squirrel? No, it was a pterodactyl.
Are we not going to talk about the thing?
Nobody going to talk about the squirrel?
That's always the comment. That's always the comment. We're not going to talk about, you know, it's like, oh, come on.
Well, I got a video right now that's...
Anything?
Yeah. Oh, do we hide? Yes. So, and I'll explain. So on this latest video though, what we do is we shoot our videos and it's completely silent in the house. And then what I'll do is I'll turn on like a TV show or something and I'll record that. And I just kind of slightly reduce the sound. So it sounds like we're watching TV, and that's what we were making it seem like. The number of comments in there, they're like, Forensic Files is my jam. I'm like, but how did you like the video? Oh, I don't know. I was trying to figure out what episode of Forensic Files was. It got so bad with people constantly pointing shit out that we made up a whole hashtag. This was the idea of D-Flix, of John Johnson. He was like, just take a bottle of ranch and just put it somewhere in the background. Always have a bottle of ranch, and then use the hashtag hide the ranch. So I think for like a year and a half, we had this hide the ranch hashtag, and you would see ranch bottles like up on top of bookshelves. Like you'd open up a cabinet, there was a bottle of ranch there. And at one point in time, I made one of my, when I was doing the mirror informational video type things, I did one, and in the background, Angel's just stroking a bottle of ranch. And sure enough, people are sitting like that video was like, okay, but why the ranch? You know, and we don't, and the goal is you never fucking, you just act answer. Like they're crazy. You never answer it. You never address it. You just like, it's perfectly normal. And to the point, it kind of finally made it to a head where
eyebrow raise emoji.
We made
like,
a
what? What
we made, we ended up making a video that compiled all of our like best content together. Like the puppets, drunk Toby, drunk Angel, polar pop cup, exploding microwave or the exploding stuff, you know, all that different shit. And, cause we hadn't started the pan hits yet, but at the very end of it, Angel had a bottle of ranch like in it. Drunk Angel had one and drunk Toby was sitting there talking to him and looks over and goes, what's up with the ranch? And she goes, don't worry about it. And that's all. That's the only time we've ever talked.
How did a ranch company?
You should have one video where you have your son in the background just chugging the ranch bottle, like like Super Troopers with the maple syrup.
Well, you just have him walk through. You just have him walk past.
Walk
just
through,
chugging a fucking bottle of ranch, and just never act like it's completely normal. And people are like, because you know it's gonna mm-hmm. cause engagement.
Yeah,
like it's like Justin Dangerly or whatever does it. You know, he just has different Crocs on and the body and all that stuff. Wouldn't it be fun though if you had a TikTok shop item that you kind of did that with, like a ranch, and you just had this one object, whatever you loved, and you just kind of had it there and it was in the shop the whole time and generated, and maybe that would pique some interest. And
I think I'm gonna start accepting TikTok shop offers, and I'm just gonna film my regular videos, and whatever it is that I've gotten from that TikTok shop, it's just going to be in the background. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to do my video and then send them that as the video. They're like,
be like, wait, you wait. It'll be,
I'm like, you wait because people are going to ask about it.
Nobody else is doing something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, like you said, hide the ranch, hashtag hide the something, you know what I mean? Just have whatever it is.
Nobody else, like the TikTok shop videos that I've already done. Like people are like, if this is what all the TikTok shop videos were like, I would be willing to watch those ads, because we just incorporate the whatever it is into our video. That boxing hit trainer, I'm telling you, man, that thing's fun as fuck, though.
Yeah,
it really is. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to play with.
Within 8 months, you guys are going to be semi-pro boxers in a league. All that stuff. He's going to be like, you want to play me in Oculus boxing? Come on, man.
Bro,
I don't.
We ended up giving it to Peyton because Peyton's got a heavy bag and stuff like that, and he likes to work out doing that. And but the problem is the pigs get scared because his room is right next to where the pigs sleep. And one day the pigs are freaking out, and I can hear this doo doo doo. And I looked outside and I'm like, wait a minute, fucking Peyton's car's not here. I go in there and Angel is just fucking... I was like, okay, what day is it? What did I do?
You're good.
Yeah, I'm like I'm a dead man. I don't know what I did or what I forgot, but I'm gonna pay for it later, I'm sure.
You're going
right.
Not an anniversary. It's not a birthday. God damn. What is it? Monday? I was not expecting that. Everybody just listening, and you can't hear that. Toby has a lightsaber.
I knew Dan would go get
triggered
his.
Triggered something.
Well, I had a friend convert this one for me. So now.
Hold on. Don't stop.
I don't have to press a button. I can make it come on just by swinging it now.
Really?
Yeah, not here, fair. Watch. Ready?
That's awesome. It's pretty
good. Yeah. Oh, I know, Dan. I know.
What do I have? Yeah, well, I got a Dairy Queen Blizzard spoon.
On in this hole.
This is dead.
There we go.
Do you see the edge over here?
Uh-oh.
Archie took a giant bite out of it, and my whole screen went. Vrah,
zah, zah, zah. Oh, I went, shit!
You little shit! All right, Dan, let's calm it down there, buddy.
I'll shut
it
up.
Do you know how to operate that thing?
I don't think he does.
You've seen me twirl this thing.
Well, I've seen like, you twirl.
I want to learn how to twirl.
I do need to learn how to do the twirl though.
The Obi-Wan Kenobi twirl.
I am fucking jealous of people that can spin lightsabers. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's impressive to me. And everybody's like, it's so simple. I'm like, it's not simple. When even the smallest lightsaber, if I set it down, it goes almost up into my armpit because I'm 5'6". So when you're trying to do this whole spin, I can't get it between my my arm and body.
It took me a minute to learn the Obi-Wan Kenobi swirl.
You're also like 6'4".
That helps.
Yeah,
you should get those painter stilts and practice on that.
It's the arm length is the problem.
I don't know how to. That, I don't. They must make something for that.
Dan's like, Yoda could do it.
Oh.
Yeah, stop bitching.
Stop bitching. Yoda could do it.
I mean,
use the force, man.
So, what was? And it's gone.
It's gone.
Shit. Here comes the 3 o'clock in the morning. Fucking.
Yep. Here it is. There's that moment.
So speaking of Star Wars,
the Mandalorian.
Why is it in Star Wars when they're doing like the saber training? No one ever says you can't make a mistake. Like, you make a mistake, you're done. You know, like if you accidentally hit yourself, you're getting you're just going straight through. Done. It's straight through.
How are there not more children with fucking Luke Skywalker style fucking like arm? Oh yeah, look at this.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
why don't you see? Yeah. Why don't? Yeah. Exactly. Why don't you see a Star Wars Jedi Master that's lost his hand, and then they're like, "How'd you lose that?" I did it to myself.
Well, when I was
training,
when I was eight, and they entrusted me with a fucking lightsaber.
Saber, exactly.
I was
maybe
like,
maybe that's why there's less Jedi's, because kids being kids.
Well, I was a young Padawan.
Kid, you know what I mean?
And they gave me a lightsaber.
Because most kids, you say, hey, do not do that. They're going to do that naturally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, do not go and hit, you know, this guy's leg or arm. It could cause damage. What are you going to do to your friend? Probably going to do some stupid shit. Or, hey, let's try to juggle them. Or, hey, I'm going to throw mine to you. You throw yours to mine and we'll try to catch them. Kids are going to do dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why there's not many of them.
It's one of the reasons. Well, that's why the Jedi's died out, really. Stupid kids. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
you heard it here first, folks.
Honestly, Anakin did the right thing by fucking, you know, getting rid of those kids before they caused too many fucking problems.
He did. So he saved the Jedi by doing that.
He saved so many children by killing them.
We're going to have so many Star Wars nerds coming at us now. It's like trying to say the wrong thing about Taylor Swift these days in the comments.
Oh yeah. It's going to be like somebody go, well, actually, shut the fuck up, nerd. So, there was a video that somebody had edited where you got, what was it in? It's in Return of the Jedi. Was it Jedi or it might have been Empire Strikes Back, where Vader is, because it's when Luke goes to see the Emperor, but Vader and Skywalker are walking together. And at one point in time, Luke says something to him and Vader like had spun around and somebody made it like Vader spun around to like threaten him and has the lightsaber and he goes, "Wah!" And it just goes right through Luke. And he's like, "Oh," and he goes, "Oh,
yeah.
Oh no."
It's a pretty good video.
So
it's funny.
Just to explain this real quick. I was on a call yesterday for anybody that's just listening. My hand is like all like it looks way worse than it really is. But it's all scarred up with scratches. I was on a call yesterday and Archie, my squirrel, when he really wants to play, he'll jump on my shoulders and he keeps going back and forth and he tries to get to my hand to nip it. and he's running back and forth, and you'll see me, like, if I had camera footage of this, you guys would be like, Jesus Christ. Matt's seen it before, where you just kind of see me throwing my arms around, because I'm trying to get him to stay. I don't care if he's on my shoulders or on my back, but I need him to be away from my arms. So yeah. I'm sitting there going like this, and it's making him even more excited. And he finally runs down, and he doesn't bite. He just clamps onto my hand. And I went, stop. And I go like that. And I felt him go flying. And I felt his claws just rip through my hand. And I went like that. And I went,
oh no.
I looked down and it was just blood. And I was like, So I'm having to keep my composure. I'm talking to this tech on the phone, and I finally get done, and I grab like a paper towel, and I was like, I ain't even gonna look at it. I just grabbed a paper towel. I went like that. I picked it up. I went, oh no. I looked back down. I was like, oh my God. It was bad. And
the only thing
I've
had compare is like if a cat, I remember, well, I used to own cats, and if a cat would just like kind of grab onto you with their claws, and then you'd like try to shake them off or something, like, you could feel that just like rip.
Yes.
I'm sure with a squirrel, I don't know, they're probably worse.
I'm just all.
I mean, they climb trees pretty easy. They got to be sharp.
The fault, I will say, the fault is mine because of the way that I tried to fling him off. If I would have just kind of went like this, if I would have just gone like that, it would have been fine. He would have let go and just ran. But I was so frustrated because he'd been doing it for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That I finally was like, get off. And I go like this, and I just felt him, like his whole body start to release and just, but try to cling on. Because he flew from about where I'm at right now to the top of his cage, which is about 3 feet, 4 feet from me. And I went, oh, like it was an instant. As soon as my hand went up, I went,
yikes.
Yeah. That's going to hurt in the morning, huh?
Going to the ER. Oh, what happened? Squirrel got me.
Where's the peroxide?
I sent it to the wife. Is just bloody, and I just sent it to the wife. I said, Archie got mad at me. She was like,
you should start playing a game when this happens and be like, guess which animal did this?
She knows.
It's always Archie.
If it's my hands, it's always Archie.
Okay.
I mean, well, except for I still have like a dent. You can almost see, you see the hole. That's from a rooster. I played fuck around and find out with the smallest rooster that we own, and I found out.
So Toby, full disclosure, I can't see hardly any. I cannot see hardly anything on your screen because it's so pixelated. I feel like I'm watching you from 1998 or
and here's early 2000. Here's the thing, Dan. How stupid. Yeah. How stupid are you going to fucking look when this posts?
I know.
And it's crystal fucking clear.
It's going to be crystal clear. I already
you could
know
have
that.
Just faked it. You could have been like, oh, I already damn. Said
you already said it, and no. I just marked it. So no, I'm going
to
make it look
you had to play
funny.
The asshole.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I pretended like I saw the monitor and I saw the divot and I've seen all the scratches. You go.
And that's what I'm
going to
do.
Rewatch it. It's like,
and that's what I'm going to keep on doing from now on.
Dan's until you get on the internet. Out. Hey, I'm not sure. Oh, you motherfucker! Ooh. Oh, you motherfucker! You can listen. You can talk shit about my wife and kids, but you leave my fucking internet out of your mouth.
All right.
I don't have control over that shit. I wish
just like
true.
My just like the way I look.
Oh, you have control over that.
No.
The money you have, you can get it all fixed up.
Got that tiny little face all compacted into the center of that giant head of his.
You brought this upon yourself, Dan. I don't even feel bad. I had a buddy that
I know
was listening to the show, and he's like, dude, in the first 3 minutes, I was laughing so hard. He goes, when Toby and what was it, Dan went at each other? I was like, yeah. I said, it's awesome. Toby's like, hey, want to be on the show? Hey, I'm going to roast you for 10 minutes. He goes, that is boys being boys. He goes, I fucking laugh so goddamn hard. I was like, that's what it's about.
And you know what's even, well, what I do have control over is my dyeing my fucking eyebrows. My eyebrows? My, I, Yeah, exactly. I have to dye them.
I've left your fucking dye them. Listen, I usually
I'm bringing it up. It's fine. So I worked in a shelter in the kitchen. So I'd be serving people, right? I'd be serving their food.
Did you burn your eyebrows off?
And then yeah, they go, "Are you okay, man?" I go, "Yeah, I'm fine. Why? Where are your eyebrows? You got cancer or something?" I go, "No, I'm not going through chemo. If I was going through chemo, my hair would be gone."
Yeah, just not the eyebrows.
Well, maybe you just started or something. I don't know.
I know we're at an hour, but since Dan brought up eyebrows, I have to just end my part with this. Although I've talked a lot this fucking time, so I'm sorry.
No, get up.
My get favorite. No, I can't. It's not about Dan though.
Oh, okay.
It's in general, but it's going, eyebrows. If you, okay. Listen, guys, listen to me. If you ever feel like you're losing an argument with a woman or a woman has pissed you off, just look at her and say, "What the fuck is up with your eyebrows?" Guaranteed every time that woman shuts the fuck up or she'll lose her shit and walk away.
And then spends way too much money getting her eyebrows fixed.
Attack the eyebrows.
I don't know if that is good sound advice. I mean, that might happen. I just don't know the aftermath of the walkout.
I've done it to Burr and Elisa. Like, "What the fuck is up with your eyebrows today?" and then I suddenly don't hear from them for like a week.
I remember that. Now I remember that. Don't do it to your wife.
Let's recap the episode. Toby,
don't do it to your wives, guys. Don't do it to your wives.
Don't do it to the wives.
Do it to somebody else's wife.
Do it randomly. That's your new content.
Yeah.
Do it to your best friend's wife that you don't really like her. She doesn't like you.
You won't ever you will never be invited back to that bitch's house again. I guarantee.
But then you don't get to see your best friend anymore.
No. He can still come to my place.
He won't be allowed.
Oh, that's probably true.
It's one of those things. What?
That might be right.
Yeah.
Just do it to the person you don't like.
There we go. Or random people. Random people
that fucks up with your eyebrows, Dan.
Got cancer. Thanks for bringing it up. Chemo just started. So thanks a lot.
There we go.
I'm sure you're in perfect health, aren't you?
Look at me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Must feel good.
Feel
really good.
I was just going to tell everybody to send Dan warm wishes in his epic journey of beating this disease of having no eyebrows. But now he attacked Toby.
Don't worry. Lung cancer is going to hit you sooner or later, Toby.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what? Now I'm going to have to make a TikTok video like I did once about D-Flix. Where I was live and I was like, "Hey, I just want everybody to do me a favor. Keep Dan in your thoughts. He found out that he's got cancer," and people lost their shit. I started getting messages from John and WeDot, and they're like, "What the fuck did you do?" I'm like, "What? I was just joking." And they go, "His phone hasn't stopped ringing." Like everybody, like somebody went and told Matthew Ewald, who was doing a play on fucking like not Broadway, but like that level. And he was just getting ready to go on stage and somebody texted him.
"Oh no.
I just found out John has cancer."
Oh.
And he was like, "What?" And they're like, "You're on." He's like,
"Oh God."
And I was like, "No, what?"
We have plenty of clipability now from what Dan has said to be able to make that video.
That's right.
But, all right, let's wrap this up.
John, that would make me happy,
Hey, shut the fuck up. Did you not? How many times has Matt got to say, "Let's wrap this up"?
Cue the outro. Roll the credits.
We have a show that there's six people, and I have to play a gong sound, or we just never shut up. Because there's a lot of action going on. But either
Beard
way.
Law theme, Beard Law theme song.
Yeah, we don't have one of those. Well, no, we don't have one of those. We need. We'll come up with something. Dan, you have to sing it. You're the latest person on the show, so you have to come up with a theme song by next
week. Let me grab my guitar. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God, no. We don't need some Christian music fucking being played up in here.
Yeah, I take that back.
Yeah.
We'll have somebody sing a song.
You're talking
about
to a praise and worship leader.
Yeah, we're out. All right, I'm gonna come up with something about you having cancer in your eyebrows and roast. We'll go with that route instead. So keep Dan in your thoughts, everybody. T's and P's. And all right, guys. Can't thank you guys enough, Toby, Dan, for joining on this lovely day. And I was gonna do something like churchy for Dan, but I've never been to church, so I can't bring us out with that. And I'm not gonna make you do that because whatever. But either way. Keep your sticks on the ice. Be good to your wieners. We'll see you next week. Episode 176. 175 is done. That's all we got. You guys have anything else?
Nothing.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Fuck you, Dan.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.